Wake up weekday mornings, LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader, 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, the general election, less than 4 weeks away, and of course the very coveted position of district attorney in Suffolk County, certainly up for grabs. And one of the candidates, of course, vying for that post, his name is Ray Perini. He's tried over 100 cases, more than 40 years, by the way, of legal experience. And some say, you know what, this could be the guy. And we'd love having him back on. His name, of course, is Ray Perini. Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Jay, and it's good to be back on.
Can you believe it now?
I'll say this, I've tried well over 100 cases.
You're well over.
Many, many cases.
There you go. No question about it. Can you believe, Ray Perini, you are under 4 weeks now, under the four-week mark as far as November 7th, huh?
Well, you know, actually, we started this back in January to get the Republican nomination. So it's, you know what, it's an important position, and it's worth putting in all the effort you can to get it because I do want to be the next DA.
Well, listen, 40 years of legal experience. What has been the overall message on your end? And, of course, what has been some reaction as far as maybe some of the would-be constituency?
Well, you know, I'm out 2-3 events a night, and I'm talking to all the voters, and we're well-received. I mean, the message is you have to have done it. You have to have the experience. You have to get in that office and hit the ground running. And that's who I am, and that's what I am. I've had basically two careers. A very successful career as a prosecutor, starting the Narcotics Bureau out here and doing some of the biggest cases to date, and as a criminal defense attorney. I'm proud of both my careers. But what that taught me to do is run a DA's office, so I don't want anything else. Politics are out of this race as far as I'm concerned. I'm not sure that's true for my opponent.
Is it?
I owe no one anything.
Ray, is it hard to follow a guy who has certainly held the post, 16 years or so, talking about Tom Spoda? And he's done some great things here in the county. He's been criticized a little here and there for a few others. But in essence, he's run a pretty tight ship. He's put a lot of tough people behind bars. And he's somewhat of an iconic guy. I mean, is it tougher to kind of follow footsteps of an individual of that mode or somebody else maybe?
You know, I think the problem is, and remember, I ran the primary against Tom Spoda 4 years ago because of the cross endorsements. I think Tom started out running a very good office. I give him terrific credit because he's a very religious man doing that grand jury investigation on the Catholic Church and pedophiles. But when you go untested, when you're cross-endorsed without ever having to debate or talk about what you've done, it affects everybody, even the best. So I think what I can do is, I mean, my background is you know, I've done it all in the criminal justice system. There's nothing I haven't done. And I've been an aggressive prosecutor and a respected defense lawyer. So I think that when I replace him, things will get better because you have going to have fresh eyes, and I'm not beholden to anybody because I'm not cross endorsed. So I mean, I'm not bashing Tom, but you know, the office has gone through problems, and you know, Burke being one of them. So I think it's time for a fresh start. I think it's time for experience, and I'm that guy.
And of course, talking about the former police chief of the department here in Suffolk, James Burke's conviction for beating a suspect while orchestrating a cover-up, and really a tough deal what everybody went through in that type of situation. We have Ray Perini on with us. He, of course, vying for a district attorney. He's tried hundreds, and I mean hundreds of cases, and of course a lot of years as far as legal experience, more than 40 years. You know, Ray, we have a pretty good pulse as far as what ticks people off. And I got to tell you, corruption is really at the top of the helm there. I mean, you know, pretty much people are tired of it. And that's why you see a lot of apathy and everything else when it comes to these elections. It's almost like, why even bother? It's the same old stuff. You know, we have seen the Shelley Silvers and the Dean Skelises now, unfortunately, they could possibly walk away, although there could be some new trials in the plans for both, for sure. But in essence, there's some loopholes here. I mean, what do you say to the corrupt politicians out there, the Ed Manganos of the world, with possible serious charges affecting him? What do you say to guys like this? What do you plan on doing to really kind of, you know, ward off and ease some of the mindset of hardworking citizens who put their faith, their trust, and everything else into some of these politicians?
Yeah, what I bring to the table there is that I owe no one anything. There is no political boss. I'm not the creation of Schaefer and Ballone. I'm not the creation of my own party. I had a fight 4 years ago to get where I am today. So when I come in, there are no sacred cows. There is no one who will not suffer the scrutiny. If they're taking money, if they're making backroom deals, I'm going to look at it and I'm going to prosecute them. I mean, I've actually been involved in prosecutions back in back in the day. I was the first prosecutor on the Southwest Sewer District, if you can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think it's important that you have someone totally independent of the political system. And when I ran that primary 4 years ago, I took a step against the most powerful man in the county, Tom Spoda, and took him on to challenge him because of deals and cross endorsements. So, I mean, you need that independence. I have that 44-year career. I'm doing this because it's what I want to do, and it's because what I know how to do, and it's time for me to give back, not because I owe anybody anything. And that's independence, and that's what you want.
Talking with Ray Perini, vying for DA right here in Suffolk, besides all the corruption stuff, you know, listen, drugs, gangs, top of the list as well. And let's put it this way, there have been many a member put behind bars right now. I'm talking of the MS-13 gang. Still a lot more work to do, Ray. How do you plan on kind of moving the needle, the proverbial needle, even more so if elected here?
You know, when I came out to the county from Brooklyn, I came out to start a narcotics unit because we had no focus on narcotics cases and cooperators. I think what has to happen in the Suffolk DA's office is you get your best prosecutor and give him two or three assistants, and you focus on every gang case, MS-13 in particular. When one comes into the office, you look at it, you put it into your special unit. When we have cooperators, you coordinate them with other agencies. And when we get a handle, just like I did with drugs, you can become effective. You have to get that information. You have to handle the plea bargaining in a special way. You have to create cooperators. And then share that information with Nassau, with the PD, with the FBI Gang Task Force, and the DEA. And you have to watch, you know, look, that unaccompanied minor act, where we went from a couple of hundred unaccompanied children coming into the country to 4,000 without any real plan on how to supervise them, that can't be tolerated. And that happened back in, you know, 15 and 16.
Sure.
You know, that's on my opponent's plate.
And
how can you possibly think that can work if you're not supervising these people?
And you know, Ray, you know, you look at the latest situation where you had that body found in the Massapequa Preserve while going back to March, and the arrest of a fourth member of the gang, and this was an individual who was deported and then came back into the country illegally once again. I mean, you know, this is the type of stuff that many say, you know, it's just got to stop.
You know, when I'm out speaking, and believe me, I've been all over the county, from Montauk to Shelter Island to Huntington, I tell people, when we prosecute a gang member, I'm not going to deport them. If they get 25 to life, they're going to do every day of that 25. Because once you deport them or let them out and don't make them serve their full sentence, it's a free ride, and they're coming back. I want the word on the street that in Suffolk County, you're a gang member and you commit a crime, you're going to do every day in prison and then get deported. But you're not getting a free ride to just come back a year later. And I think that's an important message to get out on the street.
No question about it. We are talking with Ray Perini. Yeah, Ray, what about the deadly opioid epidemic we have here in the county? Overdose deaths right now for Suffolk, we lead the state. Not a great category to do that, but it is true. I've talked to many an individual, starts in the schools, the homes, curriculum has to be slated as far as schools, even real young. Start people at a very young age and educate them. What else do we have to do? What else do we have to do to accentuate the fact, the big problem we have here on Long Island, and how do we deal with some of these drug dealers?
You know, we have something called a kingpin statute. Now, back when I was chief of narcotics and I started the bureau, we had the Rockefeller law. And under that law, I put Colombian cartel members, Mexican nationals, even a Lebanese national in jail for 25 years to life, because that was the max. Now, we don't have that law anymore, but we have the kingpin statute. Someone who's selling that poison to our kids and profiteering, they can go to jail for 25 years to life. I did it then. I'm going to do it again. I promise that someone who dares come into this county to sell that poison and make money on it, I will put him in jail for 25 years to life. That's when you forget about plea bargaining and you go to the mats. Did it, and we'll do it again. That's a promise.
You know, a lot of people will say, you know, here's where experience really is needed as far as being a district attorney. You've got more than 40 years, Ray Perini, of legal experience. You buy into that, right? The experience absolutely is pivotal as far as being successful in this position. Over the years, if you did not have that experience, give us a couple of instances where there might have been some instances of bumps in the road. I mean, how experience of this nature plays into this type of post?
You know, if you have to do it, you can't just learn experience by reading a book. And I'll tell you what was interesting. When I started in the Brooklyn DA's office, the Rockefeller law was just passed. We declared war on drugs. And we were going to incarcerate everybody. We thought we could jail our way out of it. 1 gram of coke, 1 gram of heroin, you had to go to jail for 1 year to life. When I came out to Suffolk, and by then I had already been in the system 4, 5, 6 years by the time I got the Bureau going, I realized that wasn't going to work. I realized we were making a mistake and that you had to put people into treatment programs who were victims, and you had to go into the schools to educate. That's something I learned. I learned the hard way. And I believe we over-incarcerated back then. And then at some point we may have under-incarcerated because we didn't have the kingpin statute. So, I mean, right when I got involved in the Bureau and I saw what was happening, I started going into the high schools. And now you're right. Now we have to go into the grammar schools. They're telling me fifth and sixth grades have to be spoken to try and stop them from going down this road. I started putting people into programs. I was using Apple, which became Phoenix House. Not for 30 days, because that doesn't work, and that's experience. And we all thought, oh, 30 days is plenty. And that was wrong, and I learned that the hard way. You have to put them in for a year to a year and a half. Inpatient, and then supervise them when they get out. But if it's the right person, you can save a life and avoid someone going down the wrong road. So, I mean, I'd be very aggressive, as I had been in the past, but I'd also modify it with treatment, which I've done in the past, and education, but only at a much younger age, and a coordinated education. Somewhere you have social workers, and you have drug counselors, and you have the prosecutor talking about the law. That you have to attack it on all those fronts. It's the only way it's going to work.
Talking with Ray Perini. Ray, some has been made regarding within the office itself here in the county. There have been a few faux pas along the way as far as once cases get to trial, and because of some maybe discrepancies of some kind on the prosecution side, that we've seen a couple of hardened criminals be let go. How do you ensure, how does a Ray Perini ensure within his office that there will be no slip-ups? How do you intend to really, you know, keep tabs on what's happening in and around to make sure that some of these individuals who go on trial do just that and get the time that they deserve?
look, it's a 190 lawyer office, but with bosses, with bureau chiefs who care. And it's, you know what, the cases that were in the paper recently were the failure to turn over exculpatory material that goes to a person's innocence. And having been on both sides of the aisle, I know exactly how it happens and why it happens. I would set up a special unit, especially on these major murder cases and major drug cases, where we'll have experts in that area. We'll get the file from the police department, and it will be reviewed. It's not a win-at-all-cost business. It's doing justice. And that's the message that has to go out to all your ADAs. That's what I plan on bringing to the table. But a kingpin or a murderer, we're not going to lose those on technicalities, because if we do, shame on us. And it won't happen under my watch.
We're talking with Ray Pretty. A couple of minutes left, of course, vying for the district attorney's spot right here in Suffolk County. Tom Spode, of course, has held that spot for 16 years. In essence, has the world of litigation changed, Ray, from when you started? You know, you go back to the late 80s and things change all the time in the courts. But what do you see as some of the major differences from way back then to what we see now here in 2017 as far as the courtroom, the judges, the juror, the selection, the process in all? How has it changed in your thinking?
Probably the in Suffolk County trying state cases, we have a much more diverse jury panel now. And I think that's good. I mean, ethnically, monetarily, so that, you know, you are now picking a jury of someone's peers. In the actual trying of cases, both federally and state, we've gone from yellow pads and thousands of documents that are turned over to digitizing everything and doing everything on the computer. It's become a much more efficient system, including even wiretaps now, which are totally digitized. I mean, I remember in the days when we had the tape recorders running. And that could make for terrible disasters in court when the tape jams or something like that. So, I mean, between the computerization of the evidence and the diversification of our jury panel, it really is a different world. But, you know, I've been 44 years. 2 years ago, I had a two-month trial with every conceivable form of evidence against the Attorney General's office. A year ago, I had a three-month trial. With every conceivable, you know, we're now intercepting text messages. We're intercepting emails. And you have to be prepared to do that and litigate against it. So the world has changed dramatically, but it just still comes down to a prosecutor doing what's right and doing it properly. And then we shouldn't lose.
And hopefully judges act the same way. You know, we talk a lot regarding ethics and a comprehensive package coming down from the state capitol. We have bits and pieces. What about judges in general? You know, the 10-year terms, there are some judges, you know, who have seen better days. You've seen a lot of judges, Ray Perini. I mean, what about the judge situation overall here in the county? Changes need to be had in some sort of way regarding elections of those individuals? Where do you see that process?
You know, I think judges become pawns in political games. You know, it's kind of like my opponent getting the working family line and the conservative line. They trade off judges. Schaefer agrees to give the conservative party a Supreme Court judgeship, a county court judgeship, perhaps the surrogates court. Judges are very important. I think there has to be a better way of picking them than putting through the political process. I would like to see a panel who actually selects them, and they have to go in front of the ledge to be confirmed. Very much like the civil, very much like the federal judges. Now, I'm going to say this. We have a law where judges must retire at 70, and if they're supreme, they can go on to 76. I've been in federal court, in front of Judge Spat and Judge Wexler, who are 90, and they're still terrific. They're on top of their game, and they're very good. So it's not just age, but I think it's how we appoint them that's the problem. I would like to see judges be appointed on merit, not on politics.
Now, Ray, as mentioned, before we let you go, I mean, obviously you've tried the cases, hundreds of them. 44 years as far as legal experience. Let's face it, I don't know, a lot of people know this, Ray Perini actually built Suffolk District Attorney's Narcotics Bureau, right, Ray? You did that, right?
I came out from Brooklyn and for the sole purpose of starting the Narcotics Bureau. And when I finished, we had 12 people doing exclusively narcotics trials, narcotics investigations, the wiretapping, the search warrants, and the cooperators. And along the way, I put organized crime figures in jail. They were going to take 40,000 pounds of marijuana off a Colombian trawler. I put Colombian nationals in jail. I mean, I was a totally hands-on prosecutor as chief of the bureau. And my bureau did some great work. We still have the largest case, some of the largest seizures to date. And I want to bring that aggressive prosecution to narcotics and gang enforcement when I get in.
Well, you know, the thing is, you've put gangs on notice. You're telling us corrupt politicians, their time is over. As far as the deadly opioid drug dealers, you're going to send them to jail, you're telling us. Give us the overall message. What do you want the folks to hear right now from Ray Perini vying for this very, very important position right now?
There is nothing I haven't done in the criminal justice system. And I don't want to become county exec. I don't want to become governor. I don't want to become a legislator. What I want to do is make this Suffolk County District Attorney's Office the best office in the state, if not the country, and make the citizens of Suffolk County safe and proud of their DA's office. Because I have no political ambition other than to do that.
Ray, a pleasure. We'll have you on again before the big day, I'm sure.